music in front of me we're not going to get to. So I'd like to run through a couple of the bands. Hogan Says is going to be at the Atwater Brewery on Saturday night. They were here at Motor Live Drive last weekend. And on Friday night, they're going to be out at the St. Clair Shores Fishbones under the name Roscommon when they do an acoustic set. Hogan Says, two shows this weekend. Mayonnaise Graveyard are going to be at the Stonehouse on Saturday night. That's in Detroit over on 7 Mile. And as always, it's always a free show at the Stonehouse. Tone and Niche are doing a show Saturday night at the Magic Stick. Actually, I should have some music playing in the background here, kind of do a Joanne thing. Maybe let me get that started. Okay, Tone and Niche are going to be playing the Magic Stick Saturday night. You can check them out there. Howard Glazer and the EL34s is doing a show Saturday night at Aaron's Pub. And I wasn't familiar with this venue. It's on 14 Mile in Grosbeck Road. The Ruiners are playing the New Way Bar on Saturday night. And the Dirty Americans are playing Friday night at the Crowfoot. So now if I've gotten you completely confused, let's continue. We've got the Orbisons playing the Four Green Fields Wednesday. And the Decks. I like the Decks. They're going to be playing the Northern Lights Lounge Wednesday, the 26th. And next week, we'll get to the Culture Killers. They are going to be playing a show at the US 12. It's a club at Wayne and Michigan Avenue next weekend. In the background right now, we've got the band Strange. They're going to be at the Northern Lights Saturday night. Give them a listen.
And nothing will take you from.
Was the Strange, and they are going to be at the Northern Lights on Saturday night. The song we heard was Promise. Northern Lights is on Baltimore Road in Baltimore Street, actually, in Detroit. The address is 660. Looks like we got a few more minutes. I think I got queued up. Hogan Says. Hogan Says is going to be at the Atwater Brewery on Saturday night and Fishbones in St. Clair Shores on Friday night. That'd be a nice place to go for dinner. Take a drive out to the east side, see the water. We're going to play a little bit of Hogan Says, but I think I got the thumbs up. Well, we're going to have to let Hogan Says fade into the background as we say hello to the bird dogs. All righty. Can you hear us?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
All righty.
All right. We have the Bird Dogs here in our studios. Guys, can you do one song to start us off?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here we go. This one's called Searching for You. This is off our new upcoming record.
I am Mr. White, and you're here at the Motor Live Drive at 5, right here in our fabulous WHFR studios. We have the Bird Dogs. Now, fellas, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Robbie Buxton. I play lead guitar, rhythm guitar, and vocals.
My name's Ben Littles. I play the bass.
Josh Nicely, tambourine.
Jarvis is on the drums back here.
Right, that's great. Where do you guys hail from?
Pontiac, Michigan.
Pontiac, Michigan.
Ah, Pontiac in the house. Just getting a little bit closer to the mic, guys.
Sure,
thanks.
Sure.
Awesome. So that particular cut, that's off an upcoming record, is that correct?
Yeah, that's a brand new song we just started working on. We're a little rough on it. We apologize about that, but it's going to be on the new record, and we're really excited about the release.
Awesome. What else do you guys get lined up for us?
We're going to play the next couple songs. Actually, the next three songs were off of our demo LP we released in 2005. We were only a two-piece at that point. It was me on guitar and singing, and Jarvis played the drums. We couldn't find a bass player, and then he came along.
So you guys formed in what year, 2005?
2005, late 2004 probably, but we got everything established as the Bird Dogs around 2005.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's hear some more from you. I'm sure all your folks are anxiously waiting at home to hear some more cuts.
Okay, we're going to do a few more for you. This one's called Wiseman.
One, two, three, four.
next one's a banjo song. We're going to play on electric guitar today. It's called White Lightning. 1, 2, 3, go.
I don't know, but I've been told. Bootlegging life ain't got no soul. Let's get a whiskey all day long. Up on the ridge to the break of dawn. Take my whiskey. White lightning, white lightning, white lightning. I don't know, but I've been told. Bird dog life ain't got no soul. Been stealing whiskey all day long. Break it down. When I come down, 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 take my whiskey in the town. Wild lightning, wild lightning, wild lightning. Hot dog. I don't know, but I've been told. Son of a preacher ain't got no soul. Up on the ridge to the break of dawn.
Next one's called Holy Doctor.
All right, guys, that was killer. Thanks. I detect a bit of roots music influence in what you guys are doing. I heard a bit of the country picking there.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yep. Yeah?
A little bit of everything in our band.
Yeah.
So who does most of the writing in this material?
That would be me.
Rob, yeah, he does most of the writing.
Robbie on guitar there?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Cool. You picked the banjo there too, Robbie?
Everybody plays a little bit of everything. Drummer plays guitar, bass, banjo. Everybody does a little bit of everything.
So you're really all multi-instrumentalists at heart, right?
Yep.
I can dig it.
And you don't often have a professional tambourine player in your band.
No, but, you know, with a guy as good looking as this, we had him in the band.
Oh, man, you got him for the rock star look.
That's right.
As bad as we look. So.
Yeah. So I mean, someone would look good.
I had to ask that. That's why he gets paid the same as the rest of the guys in the band.
Yeah. No, he doesn't get paid as much. It's like all this, he gets the special benefits, though.
Yeah. Speaking of gigs, what do you guys got coming up in the short term? Where can people see you?
We're playing tomorrow night at the Logger House down in Detroit with... the Muldoons, who are from Detroit.
Yeah, Logger House, Michigan Avenue, right?
Yep, and then also on the bill are the Black Hollies from New Jersey. Both really great bands, so should be a great bill.
Sounds like a fun time. What do you guys got lined up next for us?
We're going to do a few more. The next one is also off of our demo LP as a two-piece, but we're playing now with the bass player and tambourine player. It's called Lose My Mind. 1, 2, 3, 4. Record. This one's called Jamie Wants a New Soul. Sometimes at night she calls my name.
which we can. All right.
Song off of our next record. It's called Serpent Weeps. We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. I'm Leo Worley, your co-host today for the Motor Live Drive at 5. In the studio today, we've got joining us the Bird Dogs from Pontiac, Michigan. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, while we're talking about our show, Motor Live Drive at 5, we've got a couple great shows coming up. On March 27th, we're going to feature the Soldiers of Scrape, a great metal band. April 3rd, we have Taking on the World, which is a punk rock group. April 10th, that's actually Pledge Drive week, right, Raj?
That's right.
It's going to be a retrospective show.
That's right. We'll play some of the best of all the best bands in Detroit, because we have nothing but the finest bands in Detroit right here in our studios.
That's right.
Couldn't agree more.
And we've had many here on Motor Live Drive. What's the current count, Raj?
Well, the Bird Dogs are the 58th band on the Live Drive at 5.
All right.
A landmark.
Lucky 58.
A milestone there. And not to forget, April 17th, good old buddy of mine, the Charles Stewart Trio, is going to be featured, a great jazz fusion act. Hey, long term, we wanted to talk about what you guys got coming up as the weather warms up over the summertime. Any you guys do any festivals or anything like that coming up?
Yes, we're going to be doing the second annual Deep Blues Festival in Wisconsin. It's a 3-day festival this year that we played last year. It was one day, and I can't say enough about it. The guy who put it on, Chris Johnson, got a hold of us and asked us to play last year, and he's having us back this year. And it's a real honor for us to be able to play with. Last year we played with a bunch of old blues guys and up and coming new bands. We played with Robert Belfour, which is a treat for me. We get to talk to him in the hotel and stuff. And this year we're on the same date with Team Model Ford, which I just love Team Model Ford.
I'm
so
excited for Team Model Ford. Most definitely.
And we'll be out there this year, hopefully with a new record for everybody. We're working on it right now, and we're in the studio right now.
Speaking of the West Wisconsin Deep Blues Festival, they actually have a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Deep Blues Festival. So we imagine we'll see where you guys are going to be on that bill and where it's going to be located this year. Is that right?
Yep. It's we don't know the exact location yet. He's trying to find a place big enough to have it, so it should be. You can order tickets on their website and. Should be a blast if you can get out there. I wouldn't miss it.
I recommend the drive out there. It's incredible.
It's well worth it. The musicians are amazing.
Now, when people check you out in Wisconsin, they can hear you doing tunes from your 2007 release. That's a currently available disc. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
What's that called?
That's called The Great Baptist Witch Hunt, and it's available on our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/thebirddogs.
In fact, where can they pick that up other than your website?
They can come out to a show. They can see us and... Yep. We'll give them a discount if they come out to show. We might even give them a T-shirt, too.
Hey, what a deal.
Now, if I understand correctly, you guys actually produce and record all your own material, right, with your own studio. Is that right?
That's right. We started off as a two-piece, then just a four-track cassette recorder, and we moved up. We're now on a 16-track reel-to-reel. Everything we have in our studio is digital, and we're up at Friends of Dennis Wilson's house. That's where our recording studio is set up. So if you're... reputable band out there and you need a little work done, get a hold of us on the MySpace page for the Bird Dogs.
How about a less than reputable band? Can they still work with you guys?
The price is right.
As long as you get the cash, show me the money.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
How about showing us the music?
Okay. Yeah. Sure. You guys want to hear some more?
Yeah.
Okay, this is another one off of our next upcoming record, which we're going to title The Satanic Troubadours Audio Almanac. The song's called Up We Go.
Thank you.
we've got the Bird Dogs here in the studio, and I have a question. I'm going to step in front of Leo for a minute. We have a lot of bands in here. We've had bands with the names like Mugs and Hotness and even the Beggars that kind of come up with an image of a band. The Bird Dogs is an unusual name for a band. What's the history, what's the background on coming up with a name like that?
I don't know. We just we rejected it like 3 or 4 times in different bands that the drummer and I were in. Everyone thought it was like lame and sounded too old, and we liked the old sound, you know, the name, and we like, you know, bands like the Yardbirds and stuff like that. We just wanted something that sounded like, I don't know, just down home or something, you know.
All right. I happen to have a bird dog as a family pet, so
okay, well,
I see him as positive,
perfect.
Energetic, upbeat.
That's right.
You know, faithful.
That's right. We're bringing the we're going out and getting the music and bringing it to you.
All right, and it's kind of a country feel, so down home.
That's right.
What your next song you got queued up is going to be the unnamed country song?
Well, it's not really a country song, but it's kind of got like a country baseline to it. We don't have a name for it yet. This is a new one too.
Okay, Leo's got a couple questions for you, but I do want to remind people that you are The Bird Dogs on MySpace. Bird Dogs. They can check you out there, and tomorrow night at the Lager House with the Muldoons.
Yep, that's correct.
And the Black Hollies. So, yep. Leo, you got some questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Robbie, you know, we were talking about this unnamed country song that you're going to be doing next, and you heard a lot of the country influence in your playing. We've got a lot of time to spend here this afternoon, a little extra time.
Sure.
Can we talk to maybe each one of you guys, tell us where you're from and maybe a bit about your influences? Because I'm here in Kentucky and in Tennessee and Detroit and Taylor, Michigan, all kind of mixed in there, as well as Pontiac. So, Robbie, tell us a little bit about your influences and how did you start playing guitar? What turns you on?
I started playing the guitar probably because of Led Zeppelin 1 and 2 and Ted Nugent, mm-hmm. but those aren't like my biggest influences, but I picked up a guitar because of those records. As far as my musical interests, everything from Motown to Flats and Scruggs, Stanley Brothers, you know, just everything. Immortal Lee County Killers, just lots of stuff. Punk, yeah. everything I can get my hands on. I collect vinyl, so I'm out there grabbing everything I can get my ears on.
Awesome. Ben, how about you?
Pretty much the same, which I think is why we really play well as a band, because all of us are just kind of, we hear something we like and we grip it, man, and we're just, we love everything. So, I mean, Zeppelin was what made me pick up a guitar initially as well, and ever since then, there's no looking back.
Jarvis, you want to add to that? On drums. Can we hear you?
Yeah, is this the mic?
Yeah, you just shout just a little bit.
A lot of Motown beats.
He was initially he was a bass player and a guitar player, and I told him to go home and listen to his Motown records and just keep a steady, simple beat, and that's how he became a drummer.
That's awesome. Great. Thanks, guys. For Josh, do you want anything on speaking of Motown influences, I mean, there's got to be some here in the tambourine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love Motown, like all Motown.
He's a soul guy. He listens to, like,
soul man.
Barry White and stuff.
Yeah, Barry White. Stuff like that. I mean, other than that, basically what they said, Zeppelin, Nugent, stuff like that.
All right. We can dig
it.
And let's dig some more of Bird Dogs. Whenever you're ready.
Make you scream.
you.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. This is Leo Early, your co-host this afternoon for the Motor Live Drive at 5. We're here with the Bird Dog. You know, being a guitar player myself, Robbie, you know, I hate listening to live shows and trying to imagine what kind of guitars and what kind of gear that these guys are playing live on the show. So we have the time to get a little bit technical. Why don't you tell all the guitar players out there what you're playing and what you're playing through?
My guitar is the only one I'll pick up and play. It's a Stratocaster, the 57 maple neck on it. My amp's kind of a monster. It started off as a Fender Bassman reissue, and I point-to-pointed the whole circuit board, changed all the tubes, so it's not even really a Bassman anymore. It's just I change out the speakers, and I play through a fuzz face and a tuner, and that's it.
By point-to-point, we're talking about the wiring and the amplifier,
I eliminated the PCB board and got a little bit more tone out of it by doing wire-to-wire.
Awesome. Sounds great. Ben, you want to add anything to that on the bottom end?
Yeah, I also play Fender. For my guitar, I think it's just the best sounding bass there is. This is a 70s, it's a reissue jazz bass, and I play through the Ampeg SVT Classic with the big monster cabinet.
It is a monster cabinet.
It's the only way to go.
Oh, it's a huge cabinet.
It is huge. It's very.
It's a love-hate relationship with that thing. Carrying it around to the dragon.
Don't like carrying it around, but once you play it, man, you just.
We try to find a hill after a gig and just sled down it to our cars.
That's right. When the floorboards start to bow, you know it's a big amplifier.
Exactly. She's been through a lot. There's not much left of her.
All right, guys. You know, thanks for the technical details. We always appreciate those for us musicians listening at home. We have to mention also that this show is going to be available on the podcast, right, Raj?
That's right. If you miss any of the live drives at 5, you can always go to our podcast on WHFR.FM. Hit the web page, and in the right-hand column at the very bottom, you'll find podcast. Yes. Hit on the italics version of Motor Live Drive at 5, and it'll take you right to our podcast page. It's listed by date, so you can always look up what date that is by going to our set list and seeing who played that day. But check them out live. The Bird Dogs will be available on the podcast right after 6 o'clock.
That's right.
Okay, the Bird Dogs have a few more tunes here to play for us yet, but for this next one, we're going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how this next song came about, how you guys wrote this study. Which comes first, the music or the lyrics?
This is actually a really good story for this one. Lyrics come first. Well, I don't know. For this one, it was different. It's usually lyrics first, but it ended up being there was a thunderstorm, and the power went out, and I had candles lit. And this one's basically about that night. All I had was an acoustic and a pen, and I kind of penned it as I went. So... It's called When the Starlight Comes.
Let's hear it. Go out. Technology.
come a little closer, baby. You know you're the only one. Maybe we could light some candles, strike a match and start some fires. And you could do your little dance, girl, if that's what your heart desires. As for your inner beauty, you know I'm the only one. I love to see you let your head down when the starlight comes, starlight comes. When the starlight comes, when the starlight comes, when the starlight comes, when the starlight comes. Ooh, baby, strike a match and start some fire. Ooh, baby, strike a match and start some fire.
Thank you.
Very, very nice ending, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, why don't we treat the next song the same way? Why don't you set it up a little bit? Tell us a little bit how about this next one came into being, how you wrote it and how you put it together with the band.
We didn't write this one. This is one we recorded on our last record, but I will tell you about it. I'm glad you asked that because this is one of our big influences. It's a song called For the Love of Ivy by the Glen Club. Jeffrey Lee Pierce is like one of the greatest songwriters of all time, in my opinion, and I don't know if he got the credit he deserved before he went away, and that's why we played it on the record. We feel like people need to hear it and try to lead them that way if they haven't been that way yet, musically. And this is a heavier number. The last two are kind of a little bit more rocking. All right.
One, two, three, go! Look just like an Elvis from hell. My heart is broke, so I'm going to hell. Bury me way down deep in hell. Bird dog, a man who wanna go to hell. Hey! Then go till Ivy! Oh Lord! For the love of Ivy! Yeah, yeah! I did it for Ivy! Oh Lord! You won! Gonna buy me a graveyard of my own. And kill everyone who ever done me wrong. I'm gonna buy me a gun as long as my arm. And this is everyone who ever done me wrong. Then go tell Ivy, oh Lord, for the love of Ivy. Yeah, yeah, I did it for Ivy. Oh Lord, you're the one.
Right, guys, you caught Mr. Roger Waite by surprise on that one. Did you see him die for the fader?
All right, well, you got 5 minutes left. 5 minutes to decide, and we have to remind everybody that you've got what gigs do you have?
We got the Deep Blues Festival out in Wisconsin, July 18th through the 20th. And tomorrow night we're playing at the Logger House down in Detroit with the Muldoons and the Black Hollies.
And on the web, where can they catch you?
www.myspace.com/thebirddogs.
And currently, your current record is called what again?
We're working on a record called the Satanic Troubadours Audio Almanac.
And at your gigs, can they pick up your most recent CD?
They can pick up our most recent CD, which is The Great Baptist Witch Hunt, and that's available tomorrow night at the Logger House.
All right, guys.
Pick it up.
Awesome. Thanks so much. What are you going to play us out with?
I don't know if we can do this one 5 minutes, so we might. Can we just fade out? Or
Yes, okay, you may.
This is kind of a longer number.
All right.
This one's called On the Run, which is actually, we're going to try to record it for this record coming up, and this was actually on our first demo record, which is the cool thing about demo records is you can just go back to them and re-record them if you want.
Thanks for having us out, too.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
this morning with nothing to do. I got everything, girl, but I ain't got you. Cause I've been mistreated, always on the run. Went down the sidewalk, I went down the street. I can't stand the pressure, I can't stand the heat. Alright. Cause I've been mistreated, always on the run.